peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. Have you ever watched the movie called Chocolate? Anybody? If you're maybe wondering what I should do this Memorial Weekend tomorrow, you should watch that movie. So that way you can maybe understand better. But I'll share a little bit. It is a movie that shares life in a small French town. The mayor of this town works hard to keep this town in order and in tranquility. This tranquility gets disturbed when a woman and her daughter move into town and open a chocolate store right in the middle of Lent, where people have given up things like sugar. Well, the mayor sees this woman as a bad influence. She doesn't even go to church. She's not married. She is a sinner in the eyes of the mayor and most people in the town. The mayor tries everything in his control to make sure her business does not last. To his surprise, people in town fall in love with her chocolate, and this chocolate store becomes a hub for community life. It is here where relationships are reconciled. A grandma and her grandson get to see each other in this store. For many years, her daughter had forbidden her to see her grandson. So the grandma had not seen him in many, many years. But they are reunited in this chocolate store. The store becomes a safe haven for a wife who had decided to leave her husband, who was abusive to her. At the end, the town is presented with a lot more life as people experience newness through a new person who comes to this community. This woman, an outsider, had sparked new life in the town with her new gift of chocolate making. And this town slowly changes and at the end looks so alive with some more businesses and music and people fellowshipping with one another. At the end, the mayor comes to embrace this woman and her daughter. And this is kind of what happened on the evening of Easter. Jesus' disciples are trying to keep things in order, have their doors locked in fear from the outside world, keeping tranquility among them, not letting anyone inside. But Jesus comes abruptly and breathes new life to them, empowering them to go outside as Jesus' witnesses to the world that they are so afraid of. On the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, where we celebrate God's saving activity in Jesus, the Spirit of God also comes in an abrupt way, marked by a violent wind. The Spirit of God comes to his disciples in an abrupt, new, and unexpected way. But as a result of this, they are changed and transformed, given new direction. Their faith is renewed. Their mission is renewed. On that day, people had gathered in Jerusalem, as it was their tradition, for a harvest festival. And this festival had its roots in the early days of God's people when they camped out at Mount Sinai after God's saving activity through Moses. They had been free from slavery in Egypt. So 50 days after the Passover, when it was their last night in Egypt, they come to this mountain and God comes to them and Moses. And God's presence is marked by thunder and lightning, a thick cloud and fire surrounds this mountain. So they can visibly see and feel God's presence. God is spoken thunder and smoke could be seen and the whole mountain shook violently. On that day, God gave Moses the law and told them to observe the festival of the harvests. They were to bring their first fruits of their harvest as a thanksgiving to God. And years later, after Jesus had ascended to heaven on the day of the festival observance, where thousands of pilgrims had come to observe this festival, the Holy Spirit comes with a violent wind and fire showing God's presence, just as God did in the Old Testament. God's Holy Spirit come with power to fill his disciples with new gifts. And the first gift that we see is that the disciples become bilingual. All of a sudden, they are able to communicate with other members of their Jewish community who spoke a different language. And isn't that interesting that the Holy Spirit does not make people from different ethnic backgrounds only speak one language, but rather the Holy Spirit gives the ability to Jesus' disciples to speak the language of others so that they can proclaim in the language of the people around them the saving acts of Jesus. Isn't that interesting? Wouldn't you think that the Spirit of God with all its power will try to make all speak this, all the same language and have everyone speak one language only? Wouldn't that be simple? Would it be that better? But to our surprise, it does not. But rather, it empowers the disciples so that they can identify with the people of God. God is calling them to connect with. The Spirit gives them this gift so that they can reach the people around them, so that they can speak the language of their heart, and so the church is born. A professor of New Testament, Matt Skinner, makes a good point in that no one gives who they are in order to become integrated into a homogeneous church culture. And that's something that I had not thought of before, so I've been thinking about that this week. Most churches often times, and I'm going to include because I'm part of the church, we often expect people to assimilate to our own culture. We invite people from the outside to conform to our own ways, much like the French town. We want tranquility and order in our churches. But the event on Pentecost seems to invite all of us, those who are part of the church, to embrace those God sends our way, to be open to receive the gifts that they may bring with them, like the woman did to this French town, to be ready to receive and embrace them. And it may be that through that person, God may be bringing new life into us. It may be that God is growing God's church through the new gifts of others who come to us. On the day of Pentecost, thousands of people were added to the community of believers. And later on, Gentiles, non-Jews, also received the Holy Spirit. So Pentecost is the beginning of this transformative power of God within God's believers, within the church, so that all may know of God's saving acts in Jesus. It may be that God is inviting our churches to connect with those around us, for the sake of spreading God's love and forgiveness with the gifts God has given us. And whenever we enter into a relationship with another of a different language, a different culture, a different tradition, there are a lot of good things that could happen. Last week, I was invited to my niece's promotion ceremony. She's moving to a different school for her seventh grade, and so I went to her promotion on this Thursday, the school celebrated the students who concluded their dual language program. This was the first time that the school district allowed or this dual program, and so my niece was part of the first graduating class. Since the program began 6 years ago when many of the kids were in kindergarten, so now they were in sixth grade. What took me by surprise is just the beautiful speeches from the two students that spoke. I was amazed at the way they articulated the benefits of being bilingual students now. Both of these students voiced the message that knowing two languages allows them to connect with someone of a different language, for them to share their own traditions with others, who they are, their story, but also allows them to listen to others, to understand the other person's story, and to appreciate other cultures better. So both spoke of unity. They said knowing a second language builds an opportunity for a more unified community, a more unified world by embracing all the differences and the diversity that exists around us. And that is exactly what happened on Pentecost Sunday. For God, all languages belong. God said yes to all people by pouring God's Spirit upon all flesh, even to us, allowing us to come together today to worship God, to use our gifts to proclaim a living God. I think the invitation as a church might be that we also may allow God to transform us, to change us, to empower us with the gifts that the Holy Spirit will continue to pour upon us. It may come unexpectedly, but promises to breathe new life. May that second language for us may be the language of God's love, the love that crosses all boundaries, a love that forgives, a love that seeks the well-being of all, a love that overcomes all fear, a love that unites us all in Christ Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.